Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Rocky and Lissa on 98.5 KRZ.
So yeah, after 17 years, tomorrow is Ryan Leckie's last day at WNEP.
Ryan Leckie live in the city's west side.
This morning we are having a polka party.
Said we were going to have our own little mini tomato fight. I'm all suited up. I got my poncho on.
Monday and all my rowdy friends are coming over tonight, right, Father?
You got to bring your stunner shades in addition to packing your patience.
Ryan Leckie, are you going to rethink maybe shooting off that cake at 6:35 this morning, Ryan?
You got it.
And Ryan joins us right now. It's a special edition of
Leckie Live.
Leckie Live. What's going on, Ryan?
Hey, first of all, don't make me cry, okay?
We make no promises. You don't make us cry. How dare you leave?
So
let me tell you guys, first of all, thank you so much for having me on. You know, I know we have been friends for the 17 years I've been here and been on your show a number of times. And let me tell you, this week has been an emotional one, but I'm really excited for the next chapter. I mean, there's sort of a lot to unpack. I mean, the short answer, I want to clear up the rumors that I've been seeing flying on Facebook and social media. I am not leaving the area. Some people think I'm moving to Florida or I'm going off to work for this company. I'm not leaving the area. I'm staying here with my partner and my friends who have become like family. And, you know, I'm going to unpack sort of my next chapter. I'm really exploring a lot, you know. You guys, we were texting yesterday and a number of people have reached out and everybody said, what are you doing or why are you leaving? You know, I have to really say, and I want to be transparent, I'm always real with people. I think the past few years have been really, really heavy and really hard for a lot of people. I think with the pandemic and this week alone was tough for a lot of people. I was discussing this with my colleagues yesterday. We know with the school shooting in Texas. And I think coming back, you know, to the pandemic in the past 2 years for so many of us, I really saw it. It was really the grand awakening of sorts. You know, people lost loved ones. I had friends who lost loved ones and stuff. People changed jobs. And I really think it became sort of this wake-up call for so many of us that really made me realize, like, you know, if you keep hearing these whispers on maybe you should explore this, maybe you should try this, those whispers just kept getting louder. And I've been thinking about some new adventures for the past like 2 years and trying different things, you know, in media down the road and just doing all sorts of different things. And I'm kind of now ready to take that leap.
So you're way too young to retire. So there is something planned in the immediate future. Are you just going to like take a little break and kind of chill for a little bit, maybe enjoy some free time and sleep until whenever?
Yeah, well, put it this way, you know, for 21 years, I started working in morning television when I was 18 years old. And for 21 years, I've gotten up at 2 a.m., I've gone to bed at 6 o'clock, and it has been such an amazing journey, right?
Yeah.
But I think the biggest thing is to answer Rocky's question. I'm not able to sit by a swimming pool all summer. I mean, my partner, Matt, he's like Susie Orman. He's like, go out and get to work and bring in some cash, right? So as much as I would love to just retire for a year and hang it up, you know, and that's not me, right? I'm like a happy yellow lab. I have energy, and I just need to go out and, you know, explore some new stuff. So really the short answer is, you know, I'm still staying in this area. You're going to see me around, but I'm really exploring a lot. You know, in a lot of organizations like healthcare facilities, whether it's doctors or lawyers, and even in the media and like you guys, you know, you sign contracts when you work with certain organizations. And for me, you know, I just wanted a little bit more freedom and not to be under a contract if down the road in the future, a year from now, 2 years from now, I want to, you know, do some different stuff in lifestyle and entertainment. I just really wanted to have that ability. I want to stress, though, the biggest thing is that this was my decision. The team at WNEP-TV, my managers, our parent company, Tegna, guys, people offered me my job, oh my gosh, probably like 30 times over the past couple months, right? We've been talking about this a lot, and I'm so grateful, like, you know, for what they did for me, and I'm still going to keep in touch with them, you know? People like behind the scenes, our team behind the scenes for 17 years and on air, they have made me better every day. They're some of the smartest people I've worked with. I know I'm still going to chat with them. And, you know, our viewers have become like family. What I love about our audience, similar to your listeners, is that I'm so real with them, but they're real with me. It's funny. Some mornings they'll be texting me or I should say message me on social media like, dude, your hair is a mess. Or back off the coffee. I can't understand you today. And to me, that has meant so much that people could just shoot me straight and be real. But, you know, this area has played a role. And, you know, I could take up your whole show telling you how grateful I am for the people here. I mean, I found myself in this area. I moved here in 2005. I thought I would be here for 2 years. And it's like this area just swallows you whole in a great way. I mean, it's truly the area with such a huge heart. And I came out here, I wanted to come out and, you know, hopefully I was a role model for some young people in the LGBTQ community that you can be an out person and be proud of who you are and still be successful. So I hope I had an impact with that. You know, I just really, you know, it's just so amazing the impact this area had on me along with the people I work with. And I am so grateful for those opportunities. It's just been incredible.
Amen. And when I first moved here in 2010, you were one of the first people to reach out to me in kindness as a true friend. And I will never forget that. And there's a Ryan Lecky you see on TV who is beloved, but to know you as a person is a true gift. So for those of us who still need our daily dose of Lecky, like I like to run into you now that you're going to stay in the area, in the grocery store, whatever, but I need you every day. How can I follow you?
Yeah, well, look, on all social media platforms, at Ryan Lecky, RyanLecky. There's a Ryan Lecky in Ireland. That's not me. So you can follow me there. And, you know, one other thing I wanted to point out, you know, there was something else that I was so grateful to be asked to participate in over the past 13 years, and it was WNEP-TV's Ryan's Run. A lot of people were asking me questions, what will happen with Ryan's Run? That's a charity campaign that supports kids and adults with disabilities who are served by Allied Services. Look, Allied Services means as much to me as my WNEP family. I have become so close with the people who work there, who have been on our team. I hang out with these folks. We go to dinner. The campaign is still going to continue, but under a new name. Allied is still figuring that new name out. It could be called Allied's Run or something, but the mission and motto will stay the same. I will still support them. You'll see me sharing some of their content down the road in some capacity. But, you know, as I move on to a new chapter, they're looking to rename the campaign. And I think it's great. And I want people to still support them because of the lives they continue to change. And I'm just honored that they asked me to play a small role in that huge impact they make for our area, you know? And I'll leave you with this. I think for people listening to this and thinking, if they had this whisper thinking about making a career change or just trying something new, it kind of reminds me what the leadership expert Mel Robbins said. She said, no one is coming for you, right? So no one's coming to find you if you want to be an actor, you want to be on the radio, you want to open your first clothing store. Like, you have to go out there and do the hustling yourself and make the calls and network. And that's kind of what I found myself thinking, like, what's next? And you know, I'll end with this feeling like the past few months, it's kind of like I've been talking to my friends and people like, we're going skydiving, right? This is something similar Mel said as well. And I feel like we're going to jump out of a plane. We're going to do it. And you talk about it and you're like, oh, it's kind of scary. It's not that bad. Now I feel like the plane is up in the air, right? And now I got to jump out of the plane and it's going to happen on Friday.
You'll be amazing no matter what you do. That's the thing.
Well, it means a lot. I'm excited. I'm nervous. But I just want people to know how grateful I am because the messages that I've received on social media this week, the organizations I had a chance to work with, the people who I've been able to work with at WNEP, who I'll still talk to, what an amazing group of people. What an honor. And like, I'm going to be a mess tomorrow on the show. And you know, Mindy's no help. Mindy's like my sister. She's going to be a disaster. I'm going to be a hot mess.
Well, it's a rarity in broadcasting, Ryan, that you get to leave on your own terms. And best of luck. And yeah, yes. good luck tomorrow on your last broadcast for Lecky Live. And I'm with WNEP with the whole crew.
We love you. Yeah. We're your fans no matter what you do, buddy.
Listen, and I love you guys. And thanks for letting me come on and be a part of the show. And I'll still be listening to you guys. You mean the world to me as well.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.